Welcome to the New Swingers Podcast, the only podcast in the world specifically created for and focused on couples who are new to or curious about the swinger lifestyle. It is for audiences of those age 18 years and older. And though we give our opinions, we are not therapists or mental health professionals, and our opinions are simply our own. So here's the deal. Lots of couples new to the swinger lifestyle have a lot of questions, and they're often nervous or feel insecure. Our mission is to help you answer all of those questions so you can explore the swinger lifestyle comfortably at your own pace and make your sex life sizzle. Our voices have been changed to protect our identities, and any email questions of yours that we read will be addressed anonymously to protect your identity as well. And a lot of you ask about wanting to see what June looks like because she sounds so hot. Well, she is hot, and here's how you can see what she looks like. This hot, sexy, gorgeous, former church preschool teacher turned hot swinger wife. Just click the first link in the show notes to check out June's OnlyFans page. You'll get unlimited access to hot, daily, uncensored glimpses of her and her gorgeous 32 double D pierced nipples. She gets pretty crazy on there. Just click the first link in the show notes. Welcome back to the New Swingers Podcast. I'm John.
And I'm June.
And today, we are addressing our podcast haters.
Haters. Haters gonna hate.
Sipping on that haterade. You know, it's like, no matter what you do in life, like, there are people who are gonna, like, hate you, trash talk you. I mean, there are even people out there who hated Mother Teresa, which is fucking wild.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
Yeah, and, oh yeah, the shit people said about some of the things with her, you know.
Yeah.
You know, being a nun who gave her life to the poor in Calcutta. And yeah, it doesn't matter what you do, you know. And it's funny because, you know, back when we were growing up, if you're going to talk trash about somebody, like, you had to actually answer for it.
Yeah.
And nowadays, it's like Mike Tyson says, like, he said something to the effect of, that, you know, people on social media, you know, it's made people way too comfortable talking trash without getting punched in the face for it.
Yeah.
And we live in this time now where you can be faceless and nameless and leave comments or reviews and not have to, like, attach yourself to it or be accountable to it.
Yeah. Or answer. Yeah. Like, answer for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have so much respect for anyone who comes up to me and disagrees with me, like, to my face.
Yeah.
And that's not me challenging anybody. It's just, it's like, oh, that person has well integrity, you know, number one. And number two, it's like, oh, they actually have some guts because, like, yeah, they're attached to their opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just kind of funny with some of these hateful reviews on our podcast we're going to read to you today and share. And we're going to address, but yeah, you're going to find it's interesting. We're not here to, like, try to defend ourselves or anything like that. We're just going to look at them and go, well, is that real? Or is that not real? Or
is there any truth to that? Is there not?
Or did this person maybe misinterpret something?
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, today's about the haters. And by the way, out of all the reviews we have, like, this is the very small number that are bad ones.
Yeah.
And I think there's maybe some legitimate, maybe criticism in the sense of, hey, we could do this better, something like that. But it was delivered in, like, a really negative way.
Yeah.
I'm not under any illusion. We're not perfect.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're still figuring out this podcast and the lifestyle together.
Yeah.
You know, this is our journey. Like, we don't know what the hell it's going to
bring. I mean, we've never done a podcast before together. I've never, I know John has, you know, he's done podcasts, other podcasts he's done or interviews he's done and stuff like that. But me, I've really not done a lot. So, like, you know, sometimes I just don't have a lot to say.
Yeah. So what we want to do today is we want to preface it. Start with this preface. You know, we're not perfect people. We don't know everything about relationships, lifestyle, whatever. But we do know quite a bit. We've experienced quite a bit, especially in our relationship.
Yeah.
We're often drinking vodka while we're on here. So if it gets a little wild or something of that nature, or there's something off about it, well, there's a good possibility vodka may have been involved.
So of course, now I'm a rum girl.
Yeah, it was weird. Just a couple months ago, like we've always loved that 100 proof vodka we were drinking.
Yeah.
And like a couple months ago, it just started turning us like into the devil against each other. We would argue over the dumbest shit.
Yeah, over dumb stuff, for sure. So we stopped drinking that shit We're taking a break for a little bit.
Yeah, now we're like Jack Sparrow.
Exactly.
Like, where's the rum?
Exactly.
So we also want to say that, I don't know who said this, but it's true. A lot of people don't see the world as it is. They see it as they are. So people see things through their own lens of perspective and perception.
Absolutely.
And we understand that. So some people are just toxic or easily offended and triggered, or they're overly sensitive. If that's you, this probably isn't the podcast for you. And episode, what, 35 now? You probably aren't around anymore. If you've listened to all the others and haven't realized that yet, we're not for everybody. So again, if you don't like our podcast, we literally mean this. Feel free to go listen to another podcast if you don't like ours.
Yeah.
We're not offended. We're not for everybody. If we can do something better, we want to encourage you, don't be selfish by just leaving a bad review and dropping it. Simply email us. I mean, be a mature adult and like email us, make a suggestion on, you know, how we might improve or do something better. Like, we're open to that feedback.
Absolutely. I had mentioned that to John as we're talking about this podcast. I was like, you know, I wish they would just like email us and let us know, you know, if there is something that we could do better at. Like, we're new at doing podcasts and new to the lifestyle. So it's like, I wish that some of these people would have just written us an email like, hey, I think you could have done this better.
Or like, you know, hey, we kept hearing this noise. And then like one thing we realized is that we have a couple of very expensive microphones and they're super sensitive. So like for a long time, we didn't realize it was picking up on like us taking a drink or eating something. And that would be very annoying on a podcast, but we didn't realize it was picking up on it. And so, you know, little things like that, little quirks, you know. You know, we document our journey, but also we want it to be helpful for you.
And we're definitely open for feedback.
Yeah, for sure. You know, like most people in lifestyle, we're evolving in it, as well as in our relationship as a couple.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you might, you know, hear some things about, well, you only do this or you only do that, or you'll see as we go into the episode. But I think if you talk to any couple who's been in the lifestyle for any amount of time, at least probably a year or more, they would probably tell you they've evolved as a couple and as people in the lifestyle and their desires and what they like.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're literally just on that evolution ourselves. Like,
definitely
what we thought we didn't like 6-7 months ago, we come to find out we actually, you know, her or me, we're finding things that maybe we do like now that, you know, that's changed. And so, go ahead.
I was just going to say too, just like whatever works for us, like that may, and it's helpful for us, like it not necessarily would work for you or be helpful for you. This is just what we found that works for us.
Yeah. And if you hear something right now and, it's not helpful or relevant, well, it might have to do with your phase of where you are in the lifestyle, mm-hmm. or your exploring of the lifestyle. But in 6 or 9 months or a year or two, you might be in a place where you go, oh, you know what? I thought that was kind of dumb, but now I get what they meant by that. Mm-hmm. Or who knows? I mean, yeah. But bottom line, if you don't like our podcast, don't listen to it.
Yeah.
It's that easy. we don't care if you listen to it or not. We mainly did this for us, but we thought, hey, we might as well try to help people if we can.
Yeah.
Because like we've said in other episodes, yes, we're newer to the lifestyle ourselves, but we've also been happily, very happily married for almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the issues in the lifestyle, they aren't issues we would have faced otherwise outside the lifestyle, but the root cause of a lot of the problems you'll face in the lifestyle have to do with a lot of the same insecurities and root causes of problems that people have in the relationships, whether it's lifestyle or not.
Fear, things like that.
Jealousy, envy, thoughts, you know, the whole thought battle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so today we're going to kick it off, and June's going to kick it off. And she's going to read the title of the nasty review and then what they said. And by the way, if you would like to leave a review, you can leave whatever kind you like, obviously. But if we've actually been helpful for you, we ask that you take literally the next 3 seconds, just scroll to the bottom, click those stars, help us reach more people just like you. And if this podcast has been of any value, leave a review. It takes like 5 or 10 seconds to write. And just say how it's been helpful for you.
Yeah.
Because that helps other people like find answers that they're trying to look for that maybe they can't.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Number one.
First one says, a bit of a load. A bit of a load.
In other words, like a load of shit. Probably.
Maybe. I don't know.
Like this thing's full of shit.
Let's see. Too much drawn. He's full of himself and seems to control June. She seems like a good person and will probably move on one day. Okay.
Fuck you, in June, answer these honestly. Like I literally have nothing in this. Like if you answer anything, like we haven't discussed this previously, you answer these completely honestly. There's no manipulation here.
I call bullshit on the whole thing because you're not full of yourself and you're not a controlling person. You never have been, unless I've been wanting you to be more dominant in the bedroom mainly. But that's just, you know, something I'm evolving in. I am a good person. Thank you for that part, but I will not move on one day because I love John and I still love him. He's still my best friend. He's still the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with. So no, I will not be moving on.
Oh, let's see. What's that? That's for, okay. Next.
I cannot get past John's, I don't know what that says, D-I-P-P-I dot, 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 dot.
I think it said dipping. I think that's where like the microphone's really sensitive. And I was either like chewing something or drinking something. And yeah, the guy says, it's so distracting, awful. I do genuinely apologize for that because that was probably me way too close to the microphone.
Yeah.
My mouth is dry or I was eating something and just didn't realize it. And I agree, that would be really annoying. So I'm actually with that guy. you know, and I hate that because if that guy really needed our advice or we had something helpful to say and he couldn't stand listening because there was some sort of tech issue or noise that got so annoying it made it hard to listen to the whole thing, that's counterproductive. And I'm actually sad to hear that. So
yeah,
I do apologize for that. Again, we're a work in progress. We're learning these things and these microphones and such.
Yeah, definitely.
Guys, have you found it difficult to get and keep an erection while at lifestyle events? If so, you're not alone, and it's common. The new environment and the distractions can contribute to a lack of an erection due to performance anxiety at the very moment you need it the most. I personally ran into this issue early on in the lifestyle, and it was super frustrating. But don't worry, there's a solution. If you use our link in the show notes and use the coupon code NEW, N-E-W, at checkout, you'll get $30 off your order of FDA-approved ED medication from Shameless Care so you can get hard and stay hard in the moments that matter most. Don't question your manhood or feel like less of a man ever again. Just click the link in the show notes right now to get $30 off before the promotion ends so you can get back in the game and blow your sex partner's mind. Click the link right now and simply use the coupon code NEW, N-E-W, at checkout.
Okay. This is a long one.
Yeah, this one decided to write a book. And
it's two pages. Okay.
Well, two screenshots. Oh. So it's...
Okay.
Yeah, and it looks like also when describing... Okay, so when you flip the next one, it starts right there.
Okay.
So...
this one says, John, please stop.
Ooh, a one star. tell me what you really think of me.
Potential to be a good podcast if more education was provided versus just stories of encounters. Okay, I'm just going to address that part right now because we've said from the get-go with this podcast, we're documenting our journey. Like, that's what we're doing. We're not sex experts. We are not counselors. Like, we're literally documenting our journey along the way. And we have said that from the get-go, from episode one.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to say that right there, because that's what we're doing, is we're not sex experts.
Yeah. Now, we do try to educate from our life experience as a very happily married couple for a very long time.
Yeah.
But if you're talking formal sex education, there's nothing even in the description of this podcast that suggests that that's what we're going to be talking about or from that sort of position, you know?
Yeah.
And we try to be real clear about that just so that there is no misinterpretation, because that just doesn't help anybody.
John sounds like he's constantly eating or chewing gum, which is annoying.
Yeah, we addressed that one. Yeah.
Also, it comes across as extremely disrespectful from John with the constant interruption or trying to speak for June. I'm just going to address as I read. I don't see that at all. I don't feel like he interrupts me. I think, you know, at the very beginning, there may have been a couple times here and there. But again, we're newbies at doing a podcast together. And so we're, this is all brand new to me, especially. And sometimes I just don't have something to say about it, certain things. So I won't say something if I don't have anything to say about it.
And admittedly, I do talk a lot. And so we've only gotten a couple emails of, about, man, you cut off June, or she was saying something. And when we saw that, I took very good note of that and made a very conscious effort not to do that.
Yeah.
Because again, if you're onto a point, we don't want to like cut it off for any reason if it could help somebody.
Yeah.
So, and again, in many of these episodes, we were drinking vodka. Mm-hmm. And when you're drinking, 100 proof vodka, you're two or three shots in, recording a podcast, you don't really give a fuck if you interrupt somebody, or if you get interrupted back and you just banter.
Well, I don't get off the podcast all pissed off because he interrupted me. Like, it's nothing like that either, like at all. Like, oh my gosh, you interrupted me the whole fucking time. Like, no, like I don't feel that way. I don't feel like he's being disrespectful or trying to cut me off. At all. Like that's not at all the case. It might come off. I mean, I guess it could have come off that way, but that's not how it is at all.
Yeah. And so, but I do take that to heart and I do try to make sure that, oh, hey, if she's saying something, don't jump right in. Like sometimes I've even started, having a pad of paper right here on the desk and I'll just write down a thought I had and then wait till she's done. I wasn't doing that in the beginning. But I do that now. And so that does kind of help with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Please allow her to speak for herself. John has mentioned anger a few times. This is not appealing to other lifestyle couples. Actually, every episode there's mention of a fight, screaming, or an argument. That is not healthy. Communication is key lifestyle, but should have involved argument.
Okay. I want to stop right there, though. The thing about the argument. Well, here's the thing about the arguments we discuss on the podcast. We're not arguing on the podcast. We only discuss on the podcast arguments we've had and that we've resolved. And then we discuss what they were and how we resolved those issues. If you get into the lifestyle and you come from the background we do, it's going to probably be somewhat of a roller coaster for a time.
Yeah.
There's going to be issues up and down, insecurities, questions, discoveries, things you find that you might not like or expect that you have to deal with together. That creates friction and arguments.
Yeah.
But the only arguments we've ever discussed, we don't argue on the podcast.
No.
We don't have live arguments. What we do is we discuss the arguments we've had about the issues we've had, and then we talk about what conclusion we came to. That resolved the issue in hopes that if somebody else deals with that, maybe that would help them get past it.
Yeah. And
so,
I mean,
saying that we argue in, well, number one, we argue in every episode. We're on 35 right now. We don't talk about arguments in every episode, but there are a number of them where we do discuss arguments.
Well, it just says John has mentioned anger a few times. This is not appealing to other lifestyle couples.
I disagree.
Actually, every episode. Oh, that. Okay, they did say that. Actually, every episode, there's a mention of a fight, screaming, or an argument.
Okay, but she says John has mentioned anger a few times. This is not appealing to other lifestyle couples. I disagree with that because there are other lifestyle couples who go through the same issues and fights, and they know they're not alone because here we are live on our journey,
yeah,
discovering it together and having that, and people relate to it because they're dealing with the same issue. Now, that's not everybody, and there's a place where that might not be accurate, but it's definitely a place where people empathize, and we've had people tell us, email, we met people in person, like, oh my gosh, you talked about that issue, and that's exactly what we were going through, and we had that argument, but what you said made so much sense, it helped us dodge that bomb.
Well, and here's the thing. We like to be real. Like, we like to be real. And if, like, there was an argument where one episode that we talked about how we were screaming at each other, and he said, "Well, you're going to fuck this person so I can fuck this person." And now, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? I said all that, and we said all that on here because we wanted to help other people out. Like, hey, yes, we're not perfect. Yes, we still fight and are working through the shit to overcome.
Yeah, but when I was saying those particular things in that particular fight, we were drinking vodka.
Yep.
Number two, I was just saying the wildest shit I could think of just to try to kind of piss you off, because I was pretty justified in that particular argument. Yeah. In my stance, I actually was. And we both decided and agreed on that later. But what we also, in that particular argument, we also discovered that you like to be told what to do.
I do.
Because I was expecting you to shout back, but instead you said, "You know, this is going to sound crazy, but I'm kind of turned on by what you just said."
Yeah.
And I was like, "What?" So we discovered she likes being dominated more,
yeah,
and told what to do. And we've discussed that, but like we would have never discovered that if we didn't have that argument I think that's the one this person's referring to, but I think they overlooked that fact because that was one of our biggest victories.
Yeah, it really was. It says communication is key in the lifestyle, but shouldn't involve a constant argument. Recommend keeping the anger/fighting comments off the podcast.
See, no.
And I will not do that, only because what we fight about, other couples probably are going to fight about or already have fought about it. And what we can learn, we are both people who love to help other people overcome their own shit. Mm. And if we've overcome the shit like we have in all the arguments, we want to address those on here because what we say might help another couple not have to go through the same shit we have.
Yeah. I mean, to not discuss the arguments we've had would almost be phony. Like, what are we even doing? Because we would be leaving out part of our journey that's helped us grow and produce the best things we've experienced together in the lifestyle and as individuals and as a married couple.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so again, people see the world not as it is sometimes, but as they are.
Yeah.
And you know, this person's entitled to their opinion. Mm-hmm. We simply disagree.
Yeah. Thanks for describing Colette Dallas so accurately. That's been a positive for listeners.
Yeah, it's a great club.
Yeah. Also, when describing DP, it's slightly, in parentheses, a lot, misleading to hear it. As you have in the latest episode, you are describing Eiffel Tower, not DP, which is one man in the pink and one in the rear. Okay, I'm not. I'll just say, I don't know all the fucking terms that are out there.
You mean you're new to this stuff?
So I'm not a, you know, a swinger dictionary. Swinger dictionary.
Swinger police.
Yes, I'm not a swinger police, so I don't know all the words. Even I had to have John. I was like, an Eiffel Tower. What? Like, I don't know all the terms. I just know this is what happened. And in my opinion, it's like, if I'm being double penetrated, whether it's in my mouth and in my pussy or my ass and my pussy, both are double penetration in my book, in my opinion.
Well, there's two things, which is double, and then they're penetrating, which is penetration. Now, if you go search porn, you type in DP, it's usually two guys, you know, fucking a girl, you know, in the ass and in the vagina.
Yeah.
So, but at the same time, like, so that's more of like a textbook, like, and so that person has a point there, but it's not slightly or a lot misleading. Cause what we were referring to, I know the episode they're talking about. It was the first time June ever had me and a second man involved.
Yeah.
And it was a spit roast.
And it was awesome.
Basically.
And yeah, I didn't even know what that term was. I'm like, what's that?
Well, she was doggy style. My friend was behind her, and then she was sucking me off. So it's like, yeah, it was a spit roast. We call it DP. We threw it out there. Just, I mean, that's just the first thing that came to mind. Because,
well, to me, that's
because,
what it is.
Well, it is a variation of a DP. Mm-hmm. If you look up, like, again, textbook porn terminology, a DP is going to be like one in the ass, one in the pussy. But I mean, in my book, it's a DP variation because you have two dicks going into one lady penetrating.
Yep.
DP. So it's like, all right, potato, potato. If you're losing your mind over that, I mean, trying to accuse us of being misleading. I mean, come on, people. Grow up.
And then it says, lastly, describing women by their race is insulting and super insensitive. I completely disagree with that because if you can't be told that you are an African-American person or a white person or an Indian, because I'm, hello, 20% Indian. If that's offensive to you for me to say, hey, we fucked this hot black girl
or Asian girl,
I'm sorry, then that means that you are a very highly offended person and maybe you shouldn't listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Well, here's my question. What the fuck would you want us to call them?
Yeah.
Like, if I say we went out and fucked a very beautiful black lady, why is that insensitive or insulting? If somebody went out and said that, if a lady went out and said she fucked a hot white guy, like nobody would bitch about a thing.
No.
If somebody called me a white guy, nobody would complain about that. But if we say, oh, this hot Asian lady or this hot black lady, there's nothing slightly offensive. Well, and plus, like, if you're proud of your heritage and you're not racist, why would you hate being called what you are? Mm-hmm. Like, why would you be offended by being called what you literally are?
Yeah.
Again,
so I don't see what's wrong with that.
Yeah. I mean, we live in a time when people are super oversensitive. They're triggered easily. It's this whole bitch culture of people. Like, if I just walk out and I call a black person the N-word, that's called racist.
Well, yeah.
Like that's like, and you wouldn't imagine the shit I've been called in my life. And I, you know, for almost doing nothing or sometimes doing nothing. And do you know how long I bitched about it? Not very long. I moved on with my life and I don't give a shit. So, but like she says, describing women by their race is insulting and super insensitive. We know so many beautiful people of different colors and ethnicities with beautiful cultures they come from.
Yeah.
And what this person's saying is that to refer to them by their race, which by race, really, you're talking about skin color. Mm-hmm. Most black people I know are very proud of their black heritage.
Yeah.
And I don't think the people we know, they wouldn't be offended if it's like, oh, who's he? Oh, you know what? Or, you know, if you describe him as a black, well, he's a black guy, he's about 6 foot tall, 250, or, you know, whatever. Like, if you're describing a person, if you describe me, oh, he's a white guy, 6 foot tall, you know, about 190 pounds, brown hair. Like, nobody would be offended if you're describing a white. I even wonder if the person who's writing this review, if it's like one of those white ladies stereotypically who just bitch about everything, and don't receive any discrimination, or if it's an actual person of color who's complaining about that, because again, most people of color we know, they're very proud of their heritage and they're not insulted when you refer to them as what they are.
Yeah.
So I mean, again, we're not going to please everybody.
Yeah.
If you don't like this podcast, don't listen to it.
Yep.
We're not for everybody. She has the right to her opinion, but so do we. So there's that.
This one says like, but don't love.
Aw, they like us, but don't love us. Damn it. My life's over.
Oh no.
Go get the gun. I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
Good info, but John constantly sounds like he's chewing something or eating and it's so irritating.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
And I apologize. Technical stuff. Didn't realize it.
Oh, same kind of thing. Good podcast, but ... Says, why does the husband sound like he's sucking on a cough drop or sucker? It drives me crazy, but it's a good podcast and informative.
Well, see, that's not even a, like, an insulting
bad
review.
One. Yeah.
Like, again, you know, we've already addressed that.
Yeah.
But then he ends it with, but it's a good podcast and it's informative. We're grateful to hear that.
Yeah.
Like, this person got something out of it.
Yeah.
Despite me not realizing, you know, with the microphones, whatever.
One of the biggest challenges people face when they're new to the swinger lifestyle is finding other like-minded people to connect with and get to know. Because most people don't want others to know they're in the lifestyle. So how can you actually find these people? It's very simple, actually. Just go download our free two-page guide called Swing Easy. It's a free two-page PDF document where we show you three of the fastest and easiest places you can start meeting other couples just like you in the next 24 hours or less, guaranteed. Just click the link in the show notes that says free Swing Easy PDF so you can start connecting with other like-minded couples and making new, fulfilling friendships and connections in the next 24 hours or less. Go click the link and grab it right now before the offer expires.
This one says, not so sure. Not so sure I would call them swingers. Most swingers have sex with other couples, not just the lady. And the BJs during the show are rather annoying. I may be off base, but that's my opinion.
Okay, so let's go to the beginning.
Okay.
Not sure I'd call them swingers because most swingers have sex with other couples, not just the lady. Well, this is where we were talking about evolving sexually. And the lifestyle, go ahead and, because we know what
they're
talking about.
Sorry, are you a swingers podcast, a swingers police? I mean, come on. No, like, that's how we started out.
Now, why did we start out only playing with women?
Because I felt most comfortable with that, and I wasn't ready to play with a guy.
Yeah.
I wanted to explore my bisexuality with my husband together. Mm-hmm. And... you know, I don't see that as not being swingers. There's so many different, like, people in the lifestyle that,
like,
that are swingers that, like, they only like to watch or they only like to parallel play, which is you're having sex with your own partner, but you're still right beside the other couple. Like, there's so many different things.
Yeah.
So to call us not a swinger, that's bullshit. I call bullshit on that.
Well, on top of that, we don't even fucking care.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's like, hey, you're not real swingers. We're just like,
okay, well, we're still having fun.
We're like, okay, well, we're just out having sexual fun with our friends, whatever you call that, since we're not real swingers. If we're not real swingers, okay.
I guess, I don't care. Like, we're still out there having fun.
Yeah. This person, maybe they're not getting laid very much. Oh, and then then about the BJs.
Okay, I'm sorry, but their name on here is Who Are We Kidding? That's funny. That's their name.
I've got questions about them now too.
Yeah. And then it says, and the BJs during the show are rather annoying. I may be off base, but that's my opinion. Well, that's their opinion. They're allowed to have that. But you don't know how many emails we've gotten.
Oh my god!
Of so many people saying, "Oh my god, that's so fucking hot that you give your husband a blowjob in the middle of the episode."
So many. Not every episode, but so many of them. June just like goes down for like 10 or 20 seconds. I don't even know what she's going to do. It was her idea to do.
Yep.
And my thing is this. What is this a guy? I can't tell if it's a guy who wrote it. Number one, what guy hates blowjobs? You know? And then, what are you doing? Oh, in honor of this comment,
I gotta.
She's undoing my belt.
Yes,
as
I am.
You speak. This is consensual, obviously.
I had to do it because, yeah. You know, after that comment,
Well, hey, we're not real swingers, so. So the BJs are, during the show, rather annoying. Okay. Yeah, again, like we said, this person has the right to their opinion. But that's actually one of the biggest compliments we've gotten over and over and over that people absolutely love. So this person's actually the minority of our listeners.
Yeah.
Who have engaged with us. So, again, if you don't like our podcast, go listen to another podcast where they don't blow each other on the air.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine.
Because, I mean, there's been a few episodes where he's been, like, sucking on my titties. So, there's that.
Oh, they're so nice.
Oh, and I got new piercings in. Or not piercings in. New nipple...
Nipple rings?
Nipple rings. Thank you. I'm like, what's the word I'm looking for? Need more coffee? New nipple rings, and they're from... And I'm going to say it. She's one of my hot Asian friends. There, I said Asian. She's one of my hot Asian friends, and she got them for me for my birthday, and I finally tried them out. One says, fuck me, and the other one says, come, C-U-M, here.
They look great. By the way, if you want to see them, go check out June's OnlyFans. It's the very first link in the show notes that says go check out June's boobs.
OnlyFans or something.
OnlyFans. Yeah, it's like the first link, like in the show notes. And if you want to see what those look like, uncensored all the way and then some. Yeah.
This one says repetitive and boring. Okay. It started out interesting, but he talks way too much and is very full of himself for someone dispensing advice to newbies in the lifestyle. How many times can one hear about his getting advice from a porn star or listen to her ugly blowjobs? This show may have already run its course as they're not offering anything new or useful. Okay, well, then you can just not listen to it. You can just go your own way.
Look at the one right below. It says awesome podcast, 5 stars.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, opinions. All right, so let's unpack this a bit just to look. And again, we're not offended by any of these. We're just kind of like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So it started out interesting, they say, but he talks way too much. Yeah, I probably do. He's very full of himself.
No. I don't think so.
I don't think. And here's the thing about the porn star advice. I've only mentioned that. I mentioned it one time after receiving that coaching from that porn star because it was relevant to the topic of the podcast. I don't remember which episode it was. And the only other, I've only mentioned it maybe 2 other times.
Yeah.
Because we got an email
yes.
from somebody asking specifically about that. And yes. so I addressed it as like a listener question email.
Yeah.
And so like I'm not on here every episode like, yeah, man, I got sex coaching from a porn star, bruh. Like I'm a badass, man. Like, I figured out how to do something that you really like that I didn't know how to do. It was this porn star who taught it to me. And so people were wondering, and a few times people have written in, and so I've addressed it.
Yeah.
It's not like I do it all the time.
No.
And ugly blowjobs? How could a blowjob be ugly? Again, I'm not insulting this person, but how is a blowjob ugly? Like, they're fucking awesome.
Why? Because you can hear me sucking on it, and you're wishing it was you? Sorry.
Probably. Could be.
I'm just saying.
And if you weren't such an asshole, you know, you might get to have June do that, you know, but teach their own. June's gotten good at it, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, thank you for your service.
Talkative, interrupting guy. Okay.
Yeah, we kind of addressed that already, but go ahead and read it.
The guy does most of the talking. Problem is he says the same thing over and over. The lady is more focused and entertaining, but gets interrupted by him all the time. Like I said, I disagree with that. And if there's alcohol involved, that happens. So yeah. There's that.
And also, I don't know if you said it before the podcast or after we hit record, but you did say something about, like, there's only a couple of episodes where you really didn't have much to say about a topic.
Yeah.
Or you didn't know much about it. And so you just went ahead and you didn't just make stuff up for the sake of saying it. So I probably was talking more like in a few of the episodes. There's very few, but there are some where you just didn't have a lot to say.
And that's what I had told him. We were talking about the podcast before we started it. And I just had mentioned I know there are a few episodes out there that I don't have a lot to say. And I'm one of those people, if I don't have a lot to say about something, I'm just not going to say stuff just to say stuff. If I don't have an opinion about it, you know, I know John has an opinion and things to say about a lot more things because he's been around porn and just different things more than I have. And, you know, and I'm older than him, but still, I'm a newbie, and I feel like more than he is because he was already watching porn and stuff, but I wasn't. So, I feel like there are things that maybe I don't know a lot about. So, if I don't know a lot about something, I'm not going to talk because why?
I mean, you were a lot more sheltered than me most of your life.
Very much.
She said the F word for the first time last year.
Last year at 38 years old. Just saying.
So that's the F word. So it's kind of like, anyway. But hey, whatever. It's all good.
This one says Young.
Oh, wait. That's a 5-star one.
Oh, well, then that's.
We're reading only the bad ones.
Oh, that's
By the way, if you want to hear all the good ones, and there's way more of those, go ahead and just go to the reviews and ratings and check them out.
Okay.
What's that?
I'm just reading it. It says train.
Read it out loud.
Train wreck.
Train wreck.
With 1 star.
One star? Oh, my little ego is crushed. I have no confidence. I'll have something to tell my therapist when I'm 93.
Gosh. I'm only here to watch the train derail. That was kind of why I was like, whoa, okay.
This person sounds like a joy to be in a relationship with, by the way.
Yeah. New swingers do not need to be giving out advice to other new swingers. Well, fuck you, and you can just not listen to this. Thanks.
Well, here's the thing about that.
Like, the fuck?
If there was, like, a skill set we were teaching, like, if we were teaching how to do brain surgery to new surgeons, or how to do a certain particular trained skill set, and we were not competent or qualified in it, that's different. But, like, again, we're just documenting our journey to say, like, we don't need to be giving out advice. Most of the advice we're giving out is relationship advice, which we know a shit ton about.
Yeah.
And, I mean, so, like, that's the root of, like, any advice we do give. It's usually more relationship advice, but it's as it pertains to swinging, because that's the topic of the podcast. And if we didn't make it pertaining to that, people would just say, oh, then they'd bitch that, oh, it says it's a swinger podcast, but it's just a relationship advice one. So you can't win with some people.
Yeah, but again, you just don't need to listen to it then. And waiting for it to derail, okay. Move well, along, then, fuckers, because it's not going anywhere. We're going to stay on here, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it.
Well, the thing is, we had no idea somebody was thinking it was going to derail.
No kidding.
Because it's going so well, and we've never been better.
No.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to keep giving advice along the way of what we've learned, because you know what? There's somebody out there that this has helped, and we've gotten several emails of things that we've addressed and said, and it's helped them with their lifestyle. So,
well, and the thing is,
yeah, that's not true.
Well, and also, if we don't know the answer to something, we go ask somebody more experienced than us and say, hey, how did you deal with this? We had a question.
And definitely.
Then we come back and we report on it.
Yep.
And so everything you hear from us isn't just our highly credible and solid relationship advice, but it's also advice that we get from other people who are more credible in the lifestyle than us. And we're just relaying the information. I know sometimes we don't tell you that, you know, we don't name names on here, so we can't really give credit where it's due all the time, because we don't want to expose somebody's identity.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of it isn't even that. A lot of it is just like, hey, this is what we've learned and this is what's helped us. And then we just let you know what that is. And maybe it might be helpful for you and maybe it might not be.
Yeah.
But it says, their advice is terrible. This relationship is doomed. Wow.
Yeah. For a relationship that's lasted this long and it went from great to like kicked into high gear. Mm-hmm. And it's even better than it's been.
Yeah. It's not doomed.
That's the opposite of doomed.
Yeah. John is a gaslighter and has June under his control.
Ooh, got you under my control.
Ooh.
You
I like it.
If we're in the bedroom, she fucking loves it.
Uh-huh.
So here's what a gaslighter is, if you don't know. Basically, a gaslighter is somebody, let's say that I was wrong. I cheated on you, which I have no need to. Why the fuck would I?
Yeah.
That's another great thing about the lifestyle. We just do it together. But like an example of a gaslighter might be like, for anyone listening who doesn't know exactly, it would be somebody like, let's say that I cheated on June. And then when she complained to me, I tried to convince her why it was her fault that I did it and take no responsibility for my actions. That's sort of gaslighting. It's like psychological manipulation.
Okay.
And so, oh, this person's saying that I'm that way and you are under my control. You seem so seduced by that.
June has no ability to think for herself or stand up for herself.
Well, damn, that's insulting.
Really bullshit, because no, I totally now. The old June about a year and a half ago, I wouldn't talk up for myself. I wouldn't stand up for myself or nothing.
She argues more with me now than she ever fucking has since being in the lifestyle. But we make more progress.
Yeah.
And I'm down for it.
I actually have an opinion and I actually think for myself now.
Yeah.
John is ridiculously self-centered and is evident that he only started the swinging lifestyle to sleep with other women.
Okay, number one, I can address that right now. Self-centered, that's just your opinion, which you don't know me, so kind of hard to credibly do that. But the starting the lifestyle only to sleep with other women, going to the swingers club, the very first any swinger thought, action, anything, was June's idea, not mine.
Yep.
So I'm just
going to. It was
on
your fuck it list, but I was like, well, let's do that.
Well, yeah, but you, out of like 23 things on my fuck it list, you chose like 7 that I was shocked you wanted to try also.
Yeah.
And you picked that one, and that's why we did it.
Yep.
So yeah, to say I did it just so, like, I didn't try to influence you toward that at all. I didn't know you would like any of those things.
It's bullshit. Yeah. Nope.
Again, this is just an example. People don't know you.
Yeah.
Like, they make judgments and opinions based on what they hear. They hear it through their own filter, and they interpret it in their own way, even if it's faulty.
I'm in a long-term, ethically non-monogamous relationship, and this is definitely not how it should be done. If anything, do exactly the opposite of what they advise. Wow.
The opposite? Damn, we give so much good relationship advice. If you do the opposite, you would kill your relationship.
I know.
From so many of the episodes.
Yeah,
this person's a little triggered. Uh-huh. And by the way, when people get highly emotional, beware of their advice.
Yeah.
Because emotional people don't hardly ever make good logical decisions. Don't make a lot of your decisions if you're highly emotional. Mm-hmm. This person seems definitely to be. And they're throwing out a lot of very broad, general, like, accusations that really aren't founded on anything except their own perception.
Yeah, definitely not. Oh, not at all true.
Last one. Too much babble. 2 stars. Oh, it's not 1 star. So it wasn't that bad.
So we got 2 stars, not 1.
They gave us 2. Well, I didn't think it was 1. They gave us 2 stars. Wow.
This is a very boring podcast. Dave your ears.
Wait. Dave
your ears?
This is a very boring podcast. Dave your ears. I think they meant save your ears, but... Oh, I'll bet auto-incorrect got their ass. Or their thumbs are too big and they're typing on the phone and they put...
They got Shrek fingers.
Yeah, they got Shrek fingers. Probably look like Shrek too. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I wouldn't want to insult anybody by, you know, calling them an ogre if that's their nationality or their race, you know.
Oh, man. But anyway, you know, all that to say, like, we're just literally documenting our journey along the way of what's helped us. Yep. And our hearts are to help you in the lifestyle. And it's called New Swingers Podcast for a reason, because
we are also
new swingers. So we're giving advice for things that we've learned along the way that's helped us. And our hearts truly are to help other people overcome their shit. Like, we've overcame a lot in the lifestyle in the past 9 months, and you know, we just want to help other people maybe not have the same fights that we've had.
Yeah. So hey, in lieu of this whole episode being about haters in the review section,
haters gonna hate,
go give us a rating and review right now. It takes 3 seconds. Scroll down, hit the stars, take another 10 seconds and leave a review. Tell people, you know, tell us, because we read these.
Yeah.
Tell us how this has been of value to you. Mm-hmm. Like, we want to know how it's been helpful. And if you have a question or you have a comment or a suggestion how it could be more helpful,
yeah,
send us an email.
Yep.
At newswingerspodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Because we want to improve this if we can.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're always looking to improve.
Yeah.
But again, in light of the topic of this episode, go leave us a rating review and let us know how it's been of value for you. And it'll help other people as well. And we wish you the best in your swinging journey. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the New Swingers Podcast. Do you have a question about the swinger lifestyle or an issue you're struggling with? Send us an email at newswingerspodcast@gmail.com. newswingerspodcast@gmail.com. And there's a good chance we may anonymously feature and discuss your question, so it can be helpful for you as well as other listeners. Just send us an email at newswingerspodcast@gmail.com.